On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, we have a special Thanksgiving episode with Andy and I. We talk about the Thursday Thanksgiving games. The Ravens have the Rona, and their game was rescheduled. I'm talking so slow because I've had a lot to drink, and I'm mixing this with a lot to drink. And drinking is good for you, but make sure that you are 21 or over if you're going to do it. Or if you're under 21, just don't let your parents catch you. Yeah, and we talk about what not to say to family members during Thanksgiving dinner so you don't piss them off. But if you hate them, then this is a great you want to take notes. You're going to want to take notes because then you'll know what to say, even though Thanksgiving was yesterday. We're releasing this the day after Thanksgiving. Okay, fucking let's get this intro going.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond. Happy Thanksgiving, Andrew.
Thank you. It's brought to you by B3TSports.com.
Did I throw you off with the Happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you fucked it all up.
Well, it's our Thanksgiving special. We're recording this literally on Thanksgiving Day. I am in the Smoky Mountains in North Carolina with maybe, Andrew, maybe the worst Wi-Fi available to mankind.
I am certain that somebody in the Middle East would probably have something to say about that. But
I don't think so. I think even children in Africa have better Wi-Fi than the one I'm using up here.
That is a bold statement, sir.
And where are you, Andrew? Where are you spending your Thanksgiving?
I'm deep in the suburbs of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Nice.
I'm in a basement.
Even nicer.
near a heating unit.
I'm in a cabin in the beautiful Smoky Mountains of North Carolina, and you're in a basement in the Midwest.
Yeah, but I got Wi-Fi.
That's touche. And honestly, we'll get into the games in a second. There are only two games today. Obviously, the Ravens-Steelers game got pushed back to Sunday.
Ravens can't handle their shit.
All right, shut the fuck up. We're not doing this right now. First off, I want to say this is all the Titans' fault, okay? Everything can
actually
be traced back to the Titans.
Well, did you not hear about this? You guys actually punished somebody on your staff for not following COVID regulation. They came into work when they were not supposed to, and they infected other people. I assume it is running back coach, but I don't know for a fact, just because of who got infected first.
Oh, no. Well, I'm blaming still the Titans who gave it to us in the first place, because the Titans gave it to Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, and then they probably gave it to the running backs coach, and then the running backs coach probably gave it to the rest of the team. I think if we go back to this first stage, it's always go back to the Titans, because Nashville is a hotbed. They're always having bachelorette parties. They don't know how to social distance, and the Titans are just infecting everyone.
I do have a question about this. Did you have something you want to talk about before we get into games?
I think I did, but I completely forgot it when you started bringing
Perfect.
Up the Ravens.
We're going to talk about what I want to talk about. So, okay. People are saying that the Steelers are getting screwed. Because this is the second time. They have not gotten a bye week, and this wasn't going to be a bye technically, but you know they were going to get to play on Thursday, and then they were going to get a long week, which they were going to kind of they were going to kind of use as their bye, right?
They did have a bye week.
They went to practice and they all went to work. They did not have a bye week. They didn't play a game, but they practiced up until that game was canceled. That's not a bye week. That is not a bye week.
Okay, well then when's their bye week supposed to be?
It was supposed to be week 4.
No. When they it was the Titans. Weren't they playing the Titans? And then that's what happened.
I believe they're supposed to play the Titans. Yes, correct. Yes. And that game was canceled.
So it goes back to the Titans.
Sure, it goes back to the Titans, but that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm just saying that they have not gotten a bye week, and they were going
to
use this
the Ravens
week.
Had to adjust their schedule, too, Andrew.
But they got a bye week.
So, yeah, but so did the Steelers. The Steelers
week. No, you are not getting this. The Steelers did not get a bye week. They had to practice that whole week until the game was canceled, and then they were like, okay, you guys get the day off, which is not a bye week in the NFL.
I'm going to have to – are you sure about this?
I am certain about this. And not only that, think about the thing that sucks here that people are upset about. I don't care if they postpone the game, but you know what? They didn't postpone the 49ers game when they had just their practice squad out there. Why would they, you know, why are these regulations not standard across the league?
That is a fair point. And again, I'm stuck in the mountains. So
your news sources
access.
Are kind of limited.
Yeah. My access to news is really shitty right now. I can't even send text messages. Yeah, I can't send text messages reliably. But listen. I understand where they're coming from. I'm curious why the Ravens couldn't play today, because as of right now, only J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram are the only players, right? Like the starters
two more
that
people,
can't play.
Or two or three more people have tested positive. They have not said who.
That are okay. Because what's if that is true, what is going to be so different between now and until Sunday? Because
I think
those
they
players
just
still
will
can't
be able
play.
To, probably not, but I think what they'll be able to do is track it, like to who is. And they're also going to make sure that those guys aren't false positives, right? They're going to double check them, and if they test positive again, then they'll say, "Yep, they're out for sure." I don't know what they're definitely not going to like push it or cancel it any more than this, because then that's going to add extra playoff spots, and that they're going to try to avoid that the best they can, I assume. But again, for me, it's not the end of the world. It's 3 days. It does suck for the Steelers. But my biggest concern is the whole 49ers deal. They had to play with bad, you know what I mean, with their backups. Other teams have been forced to do that.
Absolutely. I understand where 49ers would be mad because they had to play with their practice squad.
Right.
But the Ravens aren't the only ones kind of getting a pushback, or I guess I don't even know the fucking word. But the Ravens aren't the only game that got postponed this season. There have been plenty of other games that have been postponed or pushed back a day, a few days. We had a Tuesday game during this season.
Great.
I know some, which was awesome. We had some Sunday games get pushed to Monday. And I remember, I think it was the Broncos Chiefs. It was one of those games. They were played at like 4 o'clock.
We have Saturday football this week.
What do you mean?
The Packers and the Panthers play on Saturday.
What? Since when?
Actually, there's a doubleheader on Saturday.
What the hell? Wait.
Wait, maybe it's not this Saturday. Maybe it's next Saturday. There is a Saturday coming up that there's a doubleheader for football.
Okay, but it's not this week. I'm almost positive that's...
Maybe it's not.
No, because I looked at my fantasy lineup, and I wanted to make sure that... I wanted to make sure I knew when all my players were going to be playing, and it's only... And I have Aaron Jones, and he plays on Sunday. I would have noticed if it said Saturday on his lineup.
And I have a laptop now, so I can just type this and look it up without having to worry about...
You do have a laptop now. This is huge. Is this how you're recording?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Ba, ba, ba. Saturday NFL games enter. Look at that. Week 15 schedule changes. Packers and Bills among four teams flexed to Saturday. So that'll be week 15.
Okay. So we still have a few weeks to go because this is week 11.
Yes.
To get back to, I guess, the original point, which is the Steelers are getting screwed. I don't have all the information. It sounds like you do about their first bye week that wasn't really technically a bye week. That does suck if that is the case. At the same time, this is a weird season. And everyone knew it was going to be a weird season going into it. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not so worried about them not getting their bye week. I mean, it does suck that you're not going to.
They're
get
still undefeated,
bye, especially in football.
They're still undefeated.
Yeah, they're still undefeated. And my bigger concern again is the 49ers' treatment of the situation. Like, if I'm the 49ers, I'm very upset.
Yes, I will. Yes, if I'm a 49ers fan and my team got blown out on Thursday Night Football because we were playing with our practice squad, when other teams are getting their games pushed back due to COVID and they don't have to play with their practice squad players, that right. does suck for 49ers.
And I get it. NFL is a money first league. You know, the Ravens are a better team than the 49ers this year with all their injuries. This is a divisional game. But here's the other thing that's really stupid. They postponed it to the noon slot. There are now 9 noon slot games on Sunday and only 3 afternoon games. Like, what the fuck are they thinking?
I hate that. I don't know. I hate that. This is a huge matchup. I would have loved for it to be on prime time. I mean, it was scheduled to be on prime time, Thanksgiving right. prime time, and it does suck. I will say I am super relieved because I get to watch it because there's no cable out here. The Wi-Fi, like I've repeated, is shitte, very shitte, and I don't trust the Wi-Fi to give me a reliable stream.
Right.
So there's a very good chance. I mean, we're definitely going to try to watch football today, but there's a very good chance I'm not able to watch football today.
Do you guys have cable?
Which would suck. No, no cable. No cable. That's, did you hear that part?
No. That's,
am I cutting in and out?
Yes, actually.
I'm sure I am. I'm sure I'm cutting in and out over Discord right now, but no cable. Very shitty Wi-Fi. Makes for a bad time to try to watch
football. Get
smoke
signals for the scores.
Yeah, exactly. So I am relieved that by the time the Ravens and the Steelers play on Sunday, I will be back in civilization so that I can watch the game.
You want to talk about this first game?
Yeah.
It happens in about an hour and a half.
Yep. Exactly.
Texans, Lions. Texans are 3-point favorites, and I'm hammering the fuck out of that.
Yeah, the Texans. Okay. Is Matthew Stafford still hurt?
I mean, he's as banged up as he's gonna be. I think he's still got a sore, he's got a boo-boo thumb, but my bigger thing, Kenny Galladay is out, and I think DeAndre Swift is also out.
Damn. Yeah, okay, so then definitely hammer the Texans. They looked terrible last week too.
The Lions?
The Lions, yes. The Lions
did not
look terrible last week, and that's why I asked if Stafford was still hurt, because I knew he was hurt last week, and if he's still hurt this week, I don't see anything really changing.
No, I definitely do not see anything changing.
So hammer the Texans -3. By the way, since we're on the topic, I do not hate Deshaun Watson. Okay, I've said it on this podcast before.
No. I was drunk last night in the Slack channel. I was going off.
But I do think he's overhyped, and I've stated why, and it's not his fault. I mean, you can't control what other people say about you, and you can't control what other people compare you to. But I hate the Michael Jordan comparison that I've heard several announcers, reporters talk about Deshaun Watson in his athletic ability. It is so frustrating because you have someone in the beginning of his career, or, you know, I would say, beginning of his career.
Yeah, it's definitely early in his career.
And you're comparing him to the greatest, if not, okay, one of, if not the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm not getting into the LeBron.
He is the greatest scorer of all time. For 100%, he is the greatest scorer of all time.
Sure. And so I don't like that comparison. Again,
we talked about this too the other night. The Jordan comparison in football in general, I think, is a bad idea. They're so different. Like in basketball, you kind of have to do everything. You got to be an all around player. In football, you are very specialized. It's very hard to say like, so-and-so could carry a team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do like the Tom Brady, Michael Jordan comparison because they both have like
just
6 rings.
Just because they have 6 rings?
Yeah, it's a good one. And Michael Jordan, I mean, yeah, Tom Brady is the GOAT of football, and I think Michael Jordan's the GOAT of basketball. I think that's like really the only fair comparison.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, I agree. Don't mix apples and oranges.
By the way, I think this is a no-brainer. Over-under is 51.5. Take the under.
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely. This is the few times we talk about totals.
Yeah, exactly. Next game, we got football team versus Cowboys. Cowboys are 3-point favorites, and I am not hammering anything in this game, but I would take the Cowboys to win it.
I don't know, Andrew. I like the Washington football team. I don't know. Maybe it's Alex Smith. Maybe it's Scary Terry. Maybe it's Gibson. I don't know what it is, per se. Maybe it's Ron Rivera just fucking kicking cancer's ass. I don't know. But
Scary Terry is playing, but he was banged up over the week. He sat, I think, a practice.
That doesn't worry me. That doesn't worry me.
Okay.
I like Alex Smith. I like Scary Terry. Listen, the Cowboys had a great win over the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are good. And I don't think Andy Dalton is good. I know he's back, and of course he's better than, I don't even remember who was playing, Ben DiNucci. Of course he's better than
Ben DiNucci.
He's better than Ben DiNucci. But I don't know, man. Like, I can't trust the Cowboys.
I could tell you, on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys are like 11-1 against the Washington football team on Thanksgiving.
That's a trap game. That's a trap stat. That's a trap stat. Right there. That is to get everyone, you know, oh, they just beat the Vikings. Ooh, they never lose on Thanksgiving. Oh, man, they're back. No, trap game. I'm taking the Redskins. Ooh, the R words. I'm taking the Washington football team.
I'm going to take the Cowboys there at -3. Okay. By the way, before we move on to any other kind of games, did you see the odds for the Tyson fight?
No.
Tyson is favored.
Really?
-225. He's fighting Roy Jones Jr.
Okay. I don't know, man. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not a big UFC. Like, I watch UFC, but I do not follow it. I do not know who's better and who's worse. All I know is I'll watch it with some buddies, get fucked up, put some money on the game, usually the favorite, and go home.
I think Mike Tyson is just so old, I'd have to take Roy Jones Jr. Like, and put, because he's not favored, right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm an idiot.
But Mike Tyson does look like a beast.
Yeah, Mike Tyson is a beast, and he was just on the fucking Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan podcast. Few months ago, talking about the fight and talking about his regiment and everything like that, and. He does seem like he's back into it. He talks like he's fucked up 24/7. I think he's stoned 24/7, and he has obviously brain damage from all his earlier career. But yeah, okay. I mean, I'd take Tyson. Have we seen Tyson fight? Like, has Tyson fought since we've been alive?
Yeah, since we've been alive, but probably not since I was watching any kind of sport.
Like, when did he retire? Maybe in the 90s? I don't know. He's just someone I don't remember ever watching him fight. He's just like a legend, like Muhammad Ali, you know? And he bit someone's ear off. So he's infamous.
His career ended in 2005.
Okay. Well, we were pretty young. I definitely wasn't watching boxing when I was like 10.
God, he's 54 fucking years old. Is he gonna die? Is this like Rocky IV?
He might. Yeah.
he dies.
Adrian.
Oh man.
Yeah. But do you want to hear something?
What else we got?
Do you want to hear something embarrassing?
Sure.
I've never seen any of the Rocky movies.
Why? How? Why?
I don't know. I've seen bits and pieces, obviously. It would be impossible not to see some sort of clips. But I've never seen them from start to finish.
Here is the order in which they are. I mean, obviously, you watch them 1-5, but the order in which they are best is 1, 2, 4, 3, 5. And then Rocky Balboa. Rocky Balboa is not that good. Also, if you like all those, watch Creed. Creed is amazing. Creed 2 is not that great.
I was going to say, is Creed good?
Because Creed is great.
The story, It's Apollo Creed's son, right?
Yep. And it's played by Michael B. Jordan, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan. He's like the Michael Jordan of acting. All right, good.
Michael B. Jordan.
It's like Peter B. Parker.
Oh, Miles Morales.
I watched that last night. Anyway.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, I did. It's so good.
So good. It's a great movie.
Are we going to talk about more football games, or what are we going
to
do?
I don't know. Do you want to keep talking about movies? We can keep talking about movies.
This is the Thanksgiving special. What's the best Thanksgiving food?
I'm going to say turkey with stuffing and gravy. Like, that and is, mashed potatoes.
That is delicious. Mac and cheese, though. I love a mac and cheese side.
I pretty much just named a whole plate. I would say if I had to pick one food, I would pick the gravy. Gravy is a topping.
It's a condiment.
Yeah, so that doesn't count. I'm going to say the stuffing. I love stuffing.
Stuffing is phenomenal. All carb, baby.
Well, that's the best part.
Yeah, no, I agree. I what is the least favorite thing? Anytime we have wheat rolls, I hate them.
Who gets wheat? Yeah, you said that. I don't mind wheat rolls. I love rolls. And obviously wheat rolls are inferior to, like, I don't know, flour rolls, or I don't know what the other, what's the other type?
I eat just white rolls. Yeah.
White rolls. That's racist, but yes. I'll eat it. I do not like yams. I don't really like sweet potatoes.
I love yams. Sweet potatoes are great.
I like sweet potato fries, but that's about it. But anyway, all right. Yams. Do you like pumpkin pie?
Yeah, who doesn't like pumpkin pie?
I don't know. Some people don't like pumpkin pie. I don't know who. I don't think I've ever been friends with someone who doesn't like pumpkin pie, but they exist. I know they do.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I don't want to talk about all these games.
Wait. Okay, yeah, we finished all the games today. There's only two.
Right. So I'm thinking, do we want to just pick a couple of the games that we're really excited for and talk about those?
Sure. Obviously, Ravens-Steelers.
Right. Duh. That line hasn't moved either. It's still -4.5 for the Steelers.
Still -4.5. I need to know if we're sitting out any more starters than just Ingram and Dobbins. Because, what if, like, God forbid, Mark Andrews is out? What if he's one of the guys infected? What if Lamar, cover your ears, right. But what if Lamar is out? Then it's, I don't know.
Considering it was the running back coach, there's a good chance that Lamar is infected.
That would be, oh my God, that would be so sad. That means RG3 has to play.
Right. Well, I mean, probably RG3 is
infected.
That
would be
too.
So bad. Oh, Jesus Christ. Then, what's his name? The Penn State quarterback.
Oh, yeah. McSorley?
Yes.
Gotta love it.
Actually, I mean, he's not the worst third string. Ben DiNucci is.
Yeah, Ben DiNucci. Yeah, he's probably. No, he's bad.
I only say that because he's probably the only third string quarterback I've seen this season. But
Mike Glennon.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's worse than Mike Glennon.
Okay. One game I want to highlight, Titans-Colts play on Sunday. Colts are 3-point favorites. How do you feel about that?
This is another one of those, like, weird games. I will say that I like the Titans, and I know the Colts are just coming off a good win against Green Bay. Titans right. obviously just beat the Ravens, so they're coming off a good win. I like the Titans. I don't know. What do you think?
This could go either way. I think for betting, I think taking the Titans is probably pretty good value. But these Colts are, they're winning games just by power of will, and that's scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just scary to watch.
Phil Rivers throws like a girl.
He throws like a girl who wins.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Not against the Ravens, but yeah, they win. The win against Green Bay was good. That was a good, hard-fought win.
The Bucks play the Chiefs on Sunday.
That's going to be a 3:00 great game.
So if Tom Brady bounces back, it should be a great game. Antonio Brown is for fantasy sake, at least, he is playing very, very consistent football, and he's only going to get better as the season goes. Tom Brady really seems to like him.
Yeah, they have a nice chemistry. It's called the I live in your guest house chemistry.
Exactly. We all know what that kind of chemistry is like, you know?
Yes. It's like, hey, sometimes you come to the main house and you snuggle with me and Giselle in bed. Chemistry.
Those are really the only
no game. No sexual things. Just friendship.
The Bears play the Packers on Sunday night. Packers are 8.5
that'll be good.
Favorites. Are we taking the Packers at 8.5?
I don't think so because I like the Bears defense. It's a divisional game. But I think the Packers win. I don't think the Bears win. And the big question is Mitch Trubisky. Is he going to be playing?
It is, as of right now, no announcement's been made, but Mitch Trubisky has gotten full practices in while Foles has not. So I would, if I were a betting man, and we all are, I would put it on Trubisky to play.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then I definitely take the Packers minus 8.5.
You think he's worse than Foles?
No. Just a little joke. I would rather have, and I think I've said this before on the podcast, I would definitely rather have Mitch Trubisky. I think so too. Crazy that they benched him when he hadn't lost a game yet this season and have stuck with Nick Foles through some pretty awful games.
Now, let's say the Bears win this game. Are you nervous about your bet again?
About them making the playoffs?
Yep.
No.
That's interesting.
Because I can – it's a divisional game. I mean, I don't know. Okay, that would make them 6-6.
Yeah.
Right? Or then they would, 5-6?
Wait. No, they're 5 wins right now, so they'd be 6-6. Or 6-5, sorry. 6-5.
Okay. I was going to say because it's week 11, so 6-5. I'd have to see the rest of their schedule.
You know what? We got time. Let me fucking see.
Yeah, here. I can't look it up. You're going to have to do all of the searching. I just tried to pull up DraftKings on my phone.
My computer shut off.
It timed out.
So they play Packers, and then they play Lions. Lions, they should actually beat the Lions.
Yes, the Lions are atrocious.
Then they play the Texans. They could beat the Texans. I would say let's give them that win, right?
Okay.
Bears play the Vikings then.
Divisional?
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
You never know.
Okay.
I think the Vikings beat them.
Then you got the Jaguars.
They're going to beat the Jaguars. Oh, my God. They're going to make the playoffs.
And then they play the Packers.
Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, Andrew.
Here's the thing. In my opinion, they're going to lose to the Packers both times and the Vikings. So that's going to make them 8-8, right? Because what are they now? They're 5-6, 7-8. Yeah, they'll end like 8-8 probably.
Well, then to go back to your first question, if they beat the Packers this week, then yes, I'm worried about my bet because that will be a huge win. To get to 9 wins in the season with an extra wild card spot, that definitely can be enough.
God damn, I do not want the Bears to make the playoffs. I want the playoffs to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, remember how they wanted to, well, not wanted to, but it's on the table. Just have 16 teams make the fucking playoffs.
That's only if they cancel some of these games. We'll fucking see.
That would be nuts. That would be fucking crazy. What other games are there? I don't have the schedule up. So give me some other matchups.
Some other matchups? Well, I wonder actually if there are any good props. So here's one matchup to think about. Seahawks play the Eagles. Seahawks are 5-point favorites. That's a Monday night game. If Carson Wentz is playing so bad and the Eagles are playing bad.
He's so bad, dude. He's so bad.
Carson Wentz makes his money. He lives and dies by his ability to hit the deep ball, which he's been fairly good at in his career. Teams have just been taking it away this season, and he has not played well. Now, the Seahawks defense is atrocious. They did show up last week, but I don't see a world where the Eagles cover that 5-point spread.
Yeah. I don't either. I really don't. I think the Eagles are atrocious. I think Carson Wentz is not the guy. Honestly, if I'm an Eagles fan, I'm calling for
Mr. Hurts
to start. Yeah. Hurts, rent a car to start playing. Carson Wentz isn't the guy. He's not the guy.
Yeah. I mean, at a point, it really sucks because I know that there have been definitely years where he hasn't had his full roster. And that does suck when you're a quarterback. Like, you want to play with the best guys that you've got. But there are quarterbacks out there. And I'm not saying you have to be elite to be a quarterback in the NFL. You have to be serviceable and you have to be a franchise guy. You have to be a guy who can win you games and put you in a good position. You're not all going to be Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. That's just not how it works. But if you have a – I mean, and granted, 2 years ago when he was playing with practice squad wide receivers, Carson Wentz still threw for like 4,200 yards. He had a decent touchdown interception ratio. He had a thing that made me go, Carson Wentz is good. But if he's not going to be consistent, you have to really reprioritize how you want to view him as a quarterback.
Yeah. I honestly would bench him. I'd bench him for Hurts.
And see what happens.
Yeah, it's reminding me a little bit. And they've had Hurts come in for a few plays. It reminds me.
Like Wildcat stuff.
Yeah, it reminds me of when Joe Flacco was with the Ravens and we had just drafted Lamar Jackson. And we would bring Lamar in for a few plays. And then, obviously, Joe Flacco got hurt that season. Lamar Jackson plays like 8 games for us, plays like half the season with Joe out.
He played really well.
He did play really well. Obviously, becomes the starter when Joe is healthy. And we make the playoffs. Obviously, we lose in the playoffs. But that was like Lamar's up-and-coming moment. And then, obviously, you know what happens next. He becomes the starter. He wins MVP. He wins MVP the next year. And now he's playing okay. But I love Lamar. Some Ravens fans, some authors on b3tsports.com, they had a wild theory about Dak coming to the Ravens. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I did hear that. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think he's a Cowboy.
It's ridiculous. I think it's very possible that he leaves the team because Jerry Jones is crazy not paying him.
I mean, Jerry Jones could pay him. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
I don't know why he's not.
I just don't know why, like, he would. If he's not going to pay him when he's playing well, I don't know why he's going to play him when he's hurt and he's going to need rehabilitation.
Jerry's a weirdo, though. That's true. I don't understand how his mind works. So, but anyway, Lamar is here to stay. I do not think we're losing because of Lamar. Definitely lost the previous Steelers game because of Lamar and his turnovers in key spots on the field, 100%. But if you actually watch the Jets game, not the Jets, God damn it, why do I keep saying that? If you watch the Patriots game, if you watch the Titans game, and you actually watched it from start to finish, you would realize that it is the play calling of Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator, and it was Matt Skura against the Patriots in that terrible weather game who cost us at least 2 drives when we were about to score. So it's not all Lamar. I just want to say that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you just have some – I think you have some connection issues. That's a big thing for you guys.
It's because of the Wi-Fi.
Yes. Okay. So the final thing we could talk about here is the over-under for the Chiefs. Excuse me. Oh, perfect. Okay, so the over-under for the Chiefs-Bucks game, it's 56.5.
That's very high.
It is very high.
But are you going to go higher?
Chiefs Bucks? No, I'm going to take the under, I think.
Did we talk about the spread for that game?
No, we did not. Do you want to?
Yeah, of course I want to. Are you kidding me? The Chiefs Bucks? That's going to be a big game.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm opening it up here. I'm going to guess it's like 4 points. Let's see.
I'm going to say 4.5 Chiefs. But you did mention, I mean, we talked about this earlier. You did mention Antonio Brown. We might have gotten sidetracked, but you want people to start Antonio Brown, right?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, and here's the best thing about it. A lot of you can start him as a flex because you got him off waivers because no one knew if he was going to play this year or not.
That's exactly how I got him.
We were both wrong. It is a 3.5-point spread. Chiefs are favored.
All right.
Oh, the line actually in the over-under just moved from 56.5 to 56.
Okay, still take the under. And I think I would take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to take the Chiefs to win it.
Yeah, I mean, that's dude, it. The Chiefs are becoming the Patriots, where I don't count them out of any game. Like, they can win any game. Oh, they're clearly the best team in the NFL. The Bucs have looked shaky, obviously, against the Saints. And who did they just play? The Rams. So
yeah, they just played the Rams. The fraud
they're
land.
Sus. Yes, exactly. Kings of Fraudland. I can't believe I even used the R words for the Rams. Which is the Rams, not the Redskins. Okay, we are 30 minutes in. This is going to be a shorter episode because we're on holiday, people. We're with our families. But there is one last thing that I wanted to end on. One of our B3T Sport bloggers, Johnny Walks, had a very good article on B3TSports.com. And it was what not to bring up about every NFL team during Thanksgiving.
I thought that was good. I read that article and I thought it was very funny.
So let's go. I actually have it up right now. It took 5 minutes. Took 5 minutes to load, but we can go through them. We can go through them right now because I think this will be good for any NFL fan, any team of. I can't talk. Okay, number one, the Bills. You won't win beyond their division, and you won't make a playoff run.
That'll be sad for the Bills if that is the case. It'll be even sadder if the Dolphins beat them.
Oh, man. The Dolphins. He's a Dolphins fan, so this one hurts. Tua is a bust, and Miami won't make the playoffs with him.
Yeah, I can't believe they benched him the other day.
I don't think he's a bust. I think it's too early to say anything, but it is a possibility he could be a bust just because he played a very shitty game and they benched him. I think it's way too early.
Dude, plus it's Thanksgiving. Again, all you got to do is get a rise out of people. Who cares what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Again, this is just one-liners that you can either bring up if you hate your family members or if you like your family members and you don't want to fight them at the dinner table drunk. You will avoid talking about these one-liners if they're a fan of these teams. Next are the Patriots. They needed Brady, and they won't win for a very long time. This one, this one's becoming true because Tom Brady is what made the Patriots good. I think we can agree with that because this season they've been terrible. The Bucs are good. Again, they have some holes, but the Bucs are good with Tom Brady. I think it was a huge mistake letting him walk. But
to do. The Patriots had a lot of defensive talent opt out too for the season, and that makes the game easier for any quarterback. So I'm not trying to protect Cam. Cam is what Cam is. He's a runner first. He's a really good runner when he's got the vision. But they don't have the offensive talent to cover up for Cam Newton's faults. And without a solid defense like he's had before, like with Luke Kuechly in Carolina, they're just going to struggle. So unless those guys come back stronger than ever and they kind of adjust some stuff, yeah, they're not going to be good for a while.
The Jets. You need a lot more than just Trevor Lawrence and will forever be fourth in the AFC East.
Yeah, Adam Gase sucks.
We know how you feel about Adam Gase. Chiefs. You have an easy schedule and aren't good enough to win again. That's interesting. I don't know how easy their schedule's been this year.
I actually don't know how easy their schedule's been either.
Good enough to win a Super Bowl. I think they're good enough to win another Super Bowl for sure.
I'm interested. Winning a Super Bowl is hard. The repeat, that would be sick.
Yeah. I mean, again, I win a lot of money if that happens.
But again, it's interesting. It's like, you know, you think about teams and winning it twice. Like, how often does that happen? Not very.
No, exactly. Raiders, just bring up how they lost 36-20 against the Patriots. Also, Derek Carr isn't even a top 10 quarterback.
He's been playing well, though. We'll see what happens.
He's been playing well. If he keeps it up, he might get that 10th spot. I don't know. But I agree. As of right now, he is not a top 10.
Bring up his black eyeliner.
He looks like he should be a member of Green Day.
Or Kiss.
Broncos, you beat a bad Miami offense and a minus 13 turnover differential.
Suck it, Broncos.
Yeah, suck it, Mile High frauds. Chargers, one possession from beating the Raiders, the Broncos, the Saints, the Bucks, the Panthers, and the Chiefs. Also, what's the difference between the dollar bill and the Chargers? You can get four quarters out of the dollar bill. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the Chargers are not in a good spot.
I want to bring up that this was not a one-liner. This was like a three-liner. He just continued to add the insults. But that's dollar funny. Bill Chargers is funny. Steelers, Big Ben will only get more tired and injured because he can't last a whole season and playoff run.
I will say, if he keeps playing like he's playing, he will be have great stats at the end of this year.
Yeah, it's just keeping him healthy. That's always been the thing with Big Ben.
He looks like Big Ben to me. I mean, he's dropping it in the basket. I mean, he is reading defense as well. I like Big Ben, but man, is he big.
He's a big boy, which makes him hard to take down.
That's true.
The Browns, you still aren't good with the best wide receiver core, a great running back core, and Baker Mayfield. Win or lose, you still have to go back to Cleveland.
That's the worst part, having to live in Cleveland.
Yes, 100%. I think, first off, their running backs are great. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, that's a great duo right there. And definitely the best part of their team.
Mm-hmm.
Wide receiver core, I think
with Odell healthy, I think that you could probably argue that point. With Odell not healthy, it's tough. I mean, like, you think about the wide receiver duos in the NFL. You've got the Falcons with Julio and Calvin Ridley. That's a really good duo. You've
Robert
got
Woods, Cooper Kupp.
Yep, that's for sure. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Yep. I would have said Thielen and Diggs before Diggs right. went to Buffalo.
You also got Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. You could say Gallup, but yeah.
Nah, not recently. Okay, next up, my team. And, of course, it's going to be about Lamar. Lamar Jackson is a flash in the pan because defenses aren't incompetent this year.
That made me laugh so hard when I read that.
That was really funny. I will say, as a diehard Ravens fan, if you want to make us pissed off, talk about Lamar Jackson not being good.
He's a running back.
That is, he's a running back. He can't make passes. One of my good Chicago friends, who's a Bears fan, whenever he wants to rile me up, he always says Lamar Jackson has a noodle arm and Lamar Jackson can't complete passes. And he'll send a GIF of Stevie Wonder and say Lamar Jackson on the field. So that will piss me off every time, 10 out of 10 times. So let me just say it once, and I'll say it again. Lamar Jackson is not the reason we are losing. He's not. He's MVP, and he led the league in touchdown passes.
It sounds like this article did what it was supposed to do.
When he didn't even play all 16 games last season because they benched him. They didn't bench him. They let him rest the last game of the season and start RG3 because we didn't want him to get injured when we had already secured the number one spot. So. Right. He was amazing last year. Obviously, he's not having the same caliber season. And I just realized that I keep ranting about Lamar Jackson. So if you want to piss a Ravens fan off, definitely bring up Lamar Jackson being bad. Bengals, the full recovery time for Joe Burrow is about 1 year. And honestly, it might be even longer.
Yeah.
This is a bad. And I've heard some theories that it might be even good to not let him play next year and wait until 2022.
No, and honestly, depending on the recovery timetable, I think that's actually incredibly smart. I mean, you only have so many years with him as a on his rookie deal, and if, like, let's say you're 0-13 or something like that, and then he's healthy to play again next year, are you really going to have him come in and play three games? Probably not. Just keep rolling with what you got and then take the good draft pick and try to build around it. You know what I mean? They're already going to get a decent draft pick this year. Now things are different. Right. If their backup QB situation, or they get a viable, because Cam's going to be a free agent next year, and Cam can get you maybe 5 or 6 wins like on the season. So if he gets you that, if that's how the route they go, and then when Burrow's like, I'm ready to go in week 13 or something, and like a couple wins could maybe get them a wild card spot with the extra space. That might be a little bit different. But if they're bad next year, yeah, there's no reason to play him.
I don't know enough about the situation or the timetable to really, or I don't really even care really that much about the
Bengals. Really? I feel bad for him.
I love Joe Burrow. I think he played really well this season up until when he got injured.
Did you hear the extent of the injury?
He just needs a better offensive line. And he needs to take it easy. I mean, honestly, he needs to take it easy with his recovery time. If that means taking off the 2021 season, then so be it.
Hit the injury was, it looked initially like he tore an ACL.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no.
I think Ian lost
him. Oh, no.
This will be funny to splice together.
I think we lost him.
But
Andy, did I lose you?
I can message him.
Oh, shit. This is the Wi-Fi, people. This is the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is absolutely terrible in the mountains. And I think I just lost
Andrew. I hope he checks his messages.
We lost you there for a second, Andrew.
You did. It's tough out here in the wilderness.
So is your Wi-Fi shitty or is it mine? Or is it both?
The router got unplugged upstairs. There was a dog kerfuffle.
Oh boy. Probably
because there are four dogs in this house.
There's three dogs in this house. That's funny, man.
There are four dogs, three cats, and two chickens.
Jesus. Was it Zeke? Did Zeke pull
it? It was not. Zeke is in his kennel. Zeke is all packed away.
I mean, he's a fan of this podcast, so I would have been a little confused if he was
very upset if he sabotaged us.
Exactly. Do you remember what team we were on when you left?
We were talking about the Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Very good. I actually knew it. I just wanted to see if you...
Oh, good.
Yeah, you passed. Okay, so...
passed the vibe check.
The Bengals, the full recovery time for Joe Burrow is about 1 year. We talked about it. So next one is the Colts. Phillip Rivers is your starting quarterback. Enough said.
I agree.
He throws like a girl.
Got him.
Titans, you need Derrick Henry to run for 100 yards per game to even have a chance. He is going to slow down as the season progresses.
That's actually interesting. I don't know if that is true, but I do know that they do need Derrick Henry to run for 100 yards for them to be relevant in a game.
Correct. Definitely.
Does seem like he does it a lot, though.
Also, something I noticed when he was playing the Ravens, I don't like his ponytail. It looks like a giant turd. It just looks like a giant turd. Because he has it all bunched up.
What are you going to do? You're going to let it flow free? You can tackle people by the hair in the NFL.
Well, yeah. It's perfect. It's like a turd rope that just comes from his helmet. I don't know. It looks weird. Whatever. Deshaun Watson. We're at the Texans now. Do you disagree with the turd rope ponytail?
I mean, I usually don't notice. I understand as a Ravens fan, you're always looking at the back of him, so that's like probably why you notice.
Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Texans, Deshaun Watson is only good in Madden. Oh.
That's very funny. I don't agree with that, but that was very funny.
Jaguars, Gardner Minshew is a bust and was never good and never will be good. Also, his mustache is stupid.
Fucking got him.
I will say I don't think Gardner Minshew's a bust because he was a late round pick. I mean, he was a late draft
pick. And
that
team is awful.
Yeah, like it's not like they spent a first round pick on Gardner. But the mustache one hurts. Eagles, even if you win the division, you will get blown out of the first round of the playoffs.
That's true.
And continue to be a laughing stock. I mean, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, play Jalen Hurts. Giants. You are tied for last in the worst division. Also, Daniel Jones is better at throwing to the defense than the offense. The boy loves his turnovers.
Suck it, Jones.
Washington football team. Just because Alex Smith made an inspiring return doesn't mean he should be a starting quarterback in the league. Boom, roasted.
I'm curious about that one because I know he's coming off that injury, and I know people are going to cut him some slack for that, but he was a starting caliber QB in the league for a very long time. If you can't get back to it, it'll be sad, but it's going to be hard for people to like reconcile with that, and that he's going to get a lot of starts that he probably shouldn't if he does not get better throughout the rest of this year.
Right. Cowboys, Dak Prescott will never be the same, and you will stay bad for years.
That's very interesting. I think if they sign Dak to a long deal, then they'll be fine. If they don't, then the Cowboys might be doomed for a while. It's hard to get a good quarterback.
Yeah, it is. Fraudland Rams. Jalen Ramsey can't cover decent wide receivers. Oh.
Hmm.
It says can't cover decent wide receivers in, man. In, man.
It's hard to cover good receivers, but I think he does an all right job. I personally, if I was going to dig at a Rams fan, I would just say Jared Goff.
I would just say frauds. Fraudland. I would just
say you lost the Super Bowl scoring 3 points.
Yeah, and you'll never go back. Seahawks. Russell Wilson shouldn't get MVP.
And that's funny. That would cause controversy at the dinner table. But as of right now, he definitely should not win MVP. He is not in the lead anymore.
Yeah, you can also take it a step further and say he's never gotten a single MVP vote since being in the league.
That's correct.
Cardinals, Buda Baker is a dirty player. I don't know if that's true. Is it?
I don't know if that's true either, but it makes me laugh. I mean, here's the thing. Know. If you put every defensive player in their match history under a microscope, you'd see dirty plays because football is a physical game.
Sure.
I mean, you're never going to go through someone's whole tape and go, they played every snap perfectly and clean. But I don't think of Buda Baker as a dirty player.
Yeah, he doesn't come to mind when I think of dirty players, but got him. 49ers, just remind them of George Kittle and Nick Bosa. Disclaimer, they might cry at this one. This one hurts for 49ers fans. Yeah, sure.
That one does hurt for 49ers fans.
I mean, you have one of your best players on offense, one of your best players on defense, and they're out for practically the whole season. That sucks.
And Kyle Shanahan being the head coach there, just bring up the fact that he was the offensive coordinator when they lost to the Falcons. Or when the Falcons lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl.
Yeah, the cursed Falcons. The Packers, you won't be a Super Bowl contender without a run defense. Also wide receiver.
Honestly, the Packers might be doomed to an eternity of making the playoffs and never winning another Super Bowl.
Yep. But, man, can you guys pick a quarterback? Bears, you keep starting Trubisky thinking each time it'll be different. I still would rather have Trubisky over Nick Foles.
I would too, but at the same time, I mean, they're just doubling down. I understand, like, it haunts a franchise when you got a guy, you're like, I'm going to take him over. I mean, obviously no one knew Pat Mahomes was going to be Pat Mahomes, but Deshaun Watson was also hyped and he was there. And you look at how they're, of course, it's easy in hindsight to say, what idiots. If it would have worked out, it would have been great. But it didn't, and you're going to have to figure out a way to move past this as a franchise.
Yeah. Vikings, Kirk Cousins is holding the offense back.
That one will make people upset.
Yes. Lions, Matthew Stafford is a fraud, and if you spent less time on
That'll make me upset.
And if you spent less time on TikTok and more on football, you might be better than 4-6. Jeez. Saints, Drew Brees will retire after this year because he won't be as good as before he was injured.
I think he'll probably be done after this year, too.
I think so.
He broke like 11 fucking ribs.
The Buccaneers. Antonio Brown is a criminal.
That's funny, but
oh man. Panthers, Christian McCaffrey will never again be 100%.
And that's way more scary than it is angry.
Yeah, and you just paid him a lot of money, and your team might be better without him.
I don't know about that one.
Well, I mean, it seems like you guys were winning games without him and losing games with him.
No, we were winning games without him. Now we're,
yeah, but you don't have Teddy Bridgewater.
That's true. We were missing. We had Mr. PJ Walker out there. Mr. XFL.
Mr. XFL. Oh man! And last but not least, but I would say certainly least, the Falcons. Bring how old Julian is. Oh my God! Let me try that again.
Who?
Falcons. Yes. Stop. Stop. I said fucking Julio, dude. What a Jesus. Falcons. Bring up how old Julio Jones is.
Although he's still playing pretty well for an old man.
He's playing pretty well. I don't think he's that old. He's not Larry Fitzgerald old. I think he's in his...
No, him and AB are the same age.
Oh, then you're fine. But I think that 28-3 Super Bowl.
That's way worse to bring up. You can bring that up for the rest of your life.
Yes. So those are all the turkey roasts. Good job, Johnny Walks. If you want to read more content by us, go to b3tsports.com. And yeah, I think that does it for our Thanksgiving special.
Grapefruit.
Play the grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.